From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good morning and welcome to our program. Today we will conclude our study of the chapter 7 of John's Gospel. And our study is entitled, Meeting Nicodemus Once Again. May I remind you of our program tonight at 9 o'clock? We will have another extract from the sermon, The Passion of Christ as Depicted in Holy Writ Rather than Debased by Hollywood. It's a sermon I preached quite recently upon Zechariah chapter 13 and the verse 7. Awake, O sword, against my shepherd and against the man that is my fellow, saith the Lord of hosts. Smite the shepherd, and the sheep shall be scattered, and I will turn mine hand upon the little ones. The full tape of this sermon is available to anyone who requests a copy, and we have been sending out copies to interested listeners. Make sure you send for yours. Of course, we will also have another study in the book of Job in our program this evening. Now let's have a hymn. It's by Francis Ridley Havergal, and it's called Who is on the Lord's Side. After we listen to the hymn, we will be turning to John chapter 7, the verses 45 to 53.
Changing makes my triumph sure. Your glory is missing by thy grace divine. We are all
turning now to John chapter 7, the verses 45 to 53, and our subject is meeting Nicodemus once again. These verses before us are full of gospel teaching and are a most instructive record of men's attitudes toward Christ. We mentioned last week how that those who heard Christ, even those opposed to him, were impressed powerfully by his words. Many of the people, therefore, when they heard this saying, said, "Of a truth, this is the prophet." Verse 40. That same awe may be seen in the actions of those men sent to arrest Christ by the chief priests and Pharisees. Then came the officers to the chief priests and Pharisees, and they said unto them, "Why have ye not brought him?" The officers answered, "Never man spake like this man." Verses 45 and 46. These men, sent to arrest Christ, were instead arrested by the power of his words. The comment they made, remember, was not the statement of those prejudiced in the Saviour's favour. Rather, these men were bitter opponents. But even they were forced to concede the power of the Saviour's preaching. This had happened before. In Luke chapter 4, in the verse 22, we read, "And all bare him record, and wondered at the gracious words which proceeded out of his mouth. And they said, Is not this Joseph's son?" This was said at the very beginning of the Saviour's ministry. Later, following the famous Sermon on the Mount, the reaction of the people is recorded for us in Matthew chapter 7, the verses 28 and 29. Those verses read, "And it came to pass, when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one having authority, and not as the scribes. May the Lord be pleased to grant such power again to accompany his word." The preaching of the word of God is a powerful preservative for the witness of the gospel. When the word of God is proclaimed in the power of the Holy Spirit, it hinders the activities of the devil and his allies. That is seen in this incident. The evil plan of the Jewish leaders was thwarted by the power of the Saviour's preaching. In Revelation chapter 12, verse 11, we read of the believer's conflict with the devil. "And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of their testimony." The preaching of God's word plays a major part in the restraining of the activities of the devil. As the rising of the sun dispels the darkness of the night, so the shining forth of God's word scatters the devil's attempts to enshroud the land in darkness and ignorance. It is little wonder that he mounts such opposition to the preaching of God's word. We are taught here that the grace of God often works slowly and gradually in the heart. In these verses, we meet Nicodemus once again. He is the man who came at night to speak with Jesus, and he did that in order not to be seen fraternizing with him. The incident is recorded in John chapter 3. Nicodemus was a man in great spiritual darkness, even though he was a leader of the Jews. In John 3, he speaks of his confusion. When the Saviour said that no one could enter heaven unless they were born again, we are told that Nicodemus answered and said unto him, "How can these things be?" John chapter 3, verse 9. But now 18 months have passed since that night, and here he is, and he's putting in a good word for the Saviour in the midst of the bitter and cruel demands for his destruction. "Doth our law judge any man before it hear him?" Verse 51. He had not been courageous enough to visit Christ in the daylight, back in John chapter 3, but here he is, speaking a word in the Savior's defense in the midst of the Savior's bitterest enemies. This is evidence of the grace of God at work in his heart, bringing him to a clearer understanding of who Jesus was. He was beginning to reject the notion of his fellow Pharisees and put his faith in Christ. The sympathy that Nicodemus showed toward Christ immediately marked him as a target for the wrath of the Savior's enemies. He became an object of hate as soon as he spoke up for Christ. They answered and said unto him, Art thou also of Galilee? Search and look, for out of Galilee ariseth no prophet. Verse 52. This was the language of scorn and derision. They were saying, Are you one of these Galileans also? Dear friends, you cannot stand up for Jesus without immediately becoming a target for the barbs of the Savior's enemies. Listen to these words. Marvel not, my brethren, if the world hate you. 1 John chapter 3, verse 13. Blessed are ye when men shall hate you, and when they shall separate you from their company, and shall reproach you, and cast out your name as evil, for the Son of Man's sake. Luke chapter 6, verse 22. This opposition and reproach intimidates many and drives them away from Christ. Nevertheless, among the chief rulers also, many believed on him, but because of the Pharisees, they did not confess him, lest they should be put out of the synagogue, for they loved the praise of men more than the praise of God. John chapter 12, verse 42 to 43. Do not allow the fear of men to ensnare you and keep you back from trusting Christ and owning him publicly as your Savior. See how this chapter ends. And every man went unto his own house. Verse 53. Again we see that Christ divides men. His words cause men to choose between light and darkness, between truth and error, between faith and rejection. When the choice for Christ is made, then there is a withdrawing from those who oppose him. That's how it must be. Are you on the Lord's side today? Oh, I hope that you are. Irrespective of what anger may be directed at you by those who reject the gospel. Join me tonight at 9 o'clock. God bless you, and goodbye.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here, and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless his word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.